So what's up, our people? My fifth episode, and authenticity, that's our topic today. Realness, are you guys real, Manze? We have today Luca, Stan, Ayoma. So what's up, guys?
Fresh is sana, very fine.
We're here being authentic, as usual.
Quite true, isn't it?
Very.
So, like, I want to know, like, what it means to be true to you all. Like, we have all had our shares of what it means to be true, and we all know that not most of us are true in this world we're living in. Even us don't know if we're being true to ourselves every other day. It's a test, like, you're being tested to know if you're being actually true to yourself, you know? So I want to know, like, kakila msiwishi, like, authentically, ama what does it mean, kuku authentic, ama I'm true, I'm real, like, yo, you know, what do you think?
I think everyone believes that they are true. Even a sociopath or a psychopath, they don't know if I should say think or believe that they are true. So it goes down to what you believe trueness is to you. And for me, I stumbled. One thing that made me, the thing that is my trueness radar, like the thing that makes me question whether I'm being, I'm gonna use this as my truth meter, trueness, authenticity meter. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna read it and then it will go to the next person. Mm-hmm. And this was related to self-esteem because I was checking, I really wanted to read on something that I felt like my self-esteem was wanting at that point. And it was 6 pillars of self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And then I stumbled across this and it shocked me. It says, to understand why lapses of integrity are detrimental to self-esteem, consider what a lapse of integrity entails. If I act in contradiction to a moral value held by someone else, mm-hmm. but not by me, mm-hmm. I may or may not be wrong, but I cannot be faulted for having betrayed my convictions. If, however, mm-hmm. I act against what I myself regard as right, mm-hmm. if my actions clash with my expressed values, mm-hmm. then I act against my judgment. I betray my mind. It goes a bit further and says, one of the great self-deceptions is to tell oneself, only I will know. Only I will know I am a liar. Only I will know I deal unethically with people who trust me. Only I will know I have no intention of honoring my promise. The implication is that my judgment is unimportant and that only the judgment of others counts. But when it comes to matters of self-esteem, I have more to fear from my own judgment than from anyone else's. In the inner courtroom of my mind, mine is the only judgment that counts. A tragedy of many lives is that people greatly underestimate the self-esteem costs and consequences of hypocrisy and dishonesty. They imagine that at worst, all that is involved is some discomfort, but it is the spirit itself that is contaminated.
Hey, nice.
Wow.
That's some nice stuff over
yeah.
there.
Wow. So being unauthentic lowers your self-esteem. If you're not authentic, your self-esteem is lowered. And you don't see it directly. It's a whole subconscious, unconscious, whole shadow work thing. Yeah,
so it happens without you even realizing it.
Yes.
True. Yeah. Luca, so what does it mean for you to be authentic, to be real, kuko I'm true?
Mi kwanza wenye ito kimeanza, mshasema shadow wakwe, alafu na kikwote. What I think about authenticity, and this I think is where this whole thing began. Me, to some deep level, to myself, when I sleep in my bed, I alone at night. Atakani kona mtu wako, you know, I retract to that alone place. I ask myself, at that moment, was I myself? Okay. Mm-hmm. At now on a drum body knee. At a moment when you're not yourself, but then you'll have some, you know, some rough patch. That's muta. But would you the question?
Yeah, sure, because that's not you.
Yeah, exactly. That's not being authentic. I think to me, authenticity is being true to yourself, no matter what other people think. Ngori ni, with how the, you know, human rights stipulate, na stipulate, na. Si lazima tu ati venye zina stipulate ndio inadai kuwe ndio inakuwa hivyo. Hapana, pia personally what I feel ni whatever you do really shouldn't get to your neighbor's nose unless they want that influence. Una get? So authenticity to me is being true to myself, however, you know, however much other people define being true, mini kwe tu mimi venye nadai, you know, get? Bora nisi to influence, you know, get? Because at the end of the day, man, you need to be violent, you need to be that's being authentic, that's authenticity.
Yeah, so, manze, from Stan, manze, wewe unafikiria kuwa authentic ama kuwa true nini kwako?
I think being authentic ni kukua in a place where you do not compare. Uki make achievements, how compare the achievements of other people to what you have achieved. Uki make a move, how compare how other people would have made the same move. If you do anything, hata ile attitude natoka, how try we compare with that with what other people have done.
So like kuna hii stuff imekuwa politicized, like kuwa authentic or say wana mistakes squeezy for being like showing at the good sides of yourself, like really, and you know, like me personally I believe like being authentic is particularly not being scared of showing those parts of yourself that are so dark. You know, it's admitting that you're both the dark and the light. Like, there's good to bad. Like, there's some of the things that you're flawed in. And, you know, you're not perfect, you know. So, for me, authenticity, like, I strongly believe ni like kitu yenye, like, unanishow, like, where ataka ni msemu poa. Kuna hizi vitu vingine, where ni msemu mbaya. Unajua, like, you're not good at this. You're not this particular person, you know.
Lakini, it's like, moja. Mina filapo kuna blank flani tunahata. Do when we do that, then we mean that we are looking at authenticity. Na this idea, kitumbaya ki happen, they point out. Now, guess meaning expect
the other thing. I put
meaning expect peer on the positives too. You get and you understand. It's really not like me think. Jumana nasema yangu ni being true to yourself, because whatever I do, ataka utayona ni bar, ataka utayona ni poa. Unaget? That's really me being me,
that's my nasema. The hole I'm gonna punch in something you've said. And this is me punching this hole is me being authentic. Someone shows you, I'm gonna scare to come easy. How about you show someone? I find, for lack of better words, fault in that, because if already it's about showing someone, if already we are bringing someone else into the picture. Where we are saying this person is not being authentic because they didn't tell me this, they didn't do this. If already someone else is coming to the picture, then I'm not authentic to myself. and you're gonna get many books, and it's about me at the end of the day. Wow. It's not about how it is. Generally speaking, when we are not talking about authenticity and we're talking about mindfulness, if my actions were unkind, it's a whole different topic. It's mindfulness. They might have been unkind, but when I go to bed at night and I'm alone, I feel like I was very true to myself.
The situation.
And that is authentic. So the conversation of mindfulness then will become another conversation. Like, was I true to myself? Yes, but was it mindful? Because it doesn't mean that you being authentic is the right way of things being done. Sometimes your authenticity is mindless.
And this gets me to a situation my friend once told me, like, I once saw this guy, he's so brutal and shit, he's all masculine toxic, like he's so huge and you know he's using his body for all that toxic shit. So I once told him, try and be kind, and then my friend was like, you know what, sometimes like some people you can't really tell them to be like a certain way, you know, you can't tell them to be kind, you know, you don't expect them even to be that, because
being kind is not the absolute right,
because that's not them. So I started thinking of it, and I've never thought of it like that. I always thought like, yo, like someone is supposed to be in this, but what if that's not them? What if that's not them? What if you're just supposed to be?
Yeah, that's what you're talking about, where it is not me doing certain things. So if I'm forced to be, again, for lack of better words, I keep saying that, if I'm forced to be kind, I might go to bed that night, I was kind and everyone there was happy, and but I was not happy, and I was not authentic. Now, I might hurt everyone that was there, and then I go to bed and feel right within myself, it's because I was authentic. But I'll repeat, being authentic does not mean that is always no. Being authentic is always right. It is always right within you, but you could be. I feel like you could be authentically mindless. Yeah.
So yeah, you like you think that so many people judge people for being authentic because they're scared of actually being as authentic as you are, or like they just admire how authentic you can be. Have you ever felt in such situations? Like, do you ever feel like that? Anyone?
Now, this is a prime example. Even me going like go. Because the authentic me will always have an answer. And then life has taught me to dumb down a bit, because if you just be as authentic as you are, this is a team setting, you take over, you've got to pitch, mnaweza kwenda ku pitch ki project, wewe tu ndo una pitch na unaona inaanza kufanya wasio feel you, so you dumb down. Now then I've tried that, and then I lack boundaries. And I find myself in situations where I'm like, but I want to say something, but I don't want to step on toes, but I want to be a team player, until I do not know whether I am being authentic or not. Because I want to learn lessons. I know how me being me, my personality, where it has come off too strong, not by anyone's standards, by my standards, because of the repercussions. Because if it's too strong by anyone else's standards, I'm not authentic.
Yeah, sure.
So already I feel like I'm nakuja sana. Wacha nicheze chini. And then kuna times naona hii manze changamka hapa, you need to be you. But what is me then? Because already I have worked on myself not kukuja sana. And then I'm in a situation where I need to actually kuja sana. So, I question my authenticity.
Mimi nafikiria hapo ngori sasa hapo inakaa mtu wa history ya mindfulness. Mm-hmm. At the same time nafikiria tunafaa tukuwe mindful, lakini angalia juu, remember this is a whole thing of the universe, it's an eye against you. Let's go back to that root person, those, you know, those bad
toxic.
Na yeye akienda jioni kwa bed anaubaya.
Yeah, kofiti yeye anajua amefanya the right thing. Like yeye ana feel satisfied.
Hapo sawa.
Manze,
you say that's not authentic.
I feel like it is authentic.
Ndio, do kwa place yako hiyo lesson yenye anafaa nani ko aligned with being that.
Yeah, sure. So, but some of us tuna taking it personal, was like authentic.
History of mindfulness.
So, like, though, like, mna feel kama hii kitu.
That's what I said.
Mse ni mindless, lakini bado wako authentic.
That's what I was saying.
Or you can be authentic, but
mindless. So, that's where you draw the line, where, simetri history yanko kukuja sana. Someone who's not simkuji sana, someone who's looking at me from outside is not someone that I'm slave driving. Let me use that word. I'm leading this team and then I'm a slave driver. Someone who's on the outside, they will feel like, no, but this is good feminism. Yes, it took me seeing repercussions, but the cause, and then I'm realizing no. I'm aggressive, I need to be assertive. You see? So I had owned aggressiveness authentically as me. So also another thing we see is that authenticity is not rigid. It's very fluid.
Flexible,
it's very fluid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. That's
so
can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Is it better to be more authentic or be more mindful? Which benefits first you and second your relationship with other people?
I think both are important, to be honest. But I don't know, I always choose authenticity, because without authenticity you can build trust, to be honest. You can know who to trust.
You can know what to expect.
You can know who you actually can trust with information at certain levels. Like, people who are authentic know what it means to actually trust someone else, you know? That person has to be real. That person has to be true to themselves. You know, get?
Me nafikiria, it would be nice if people, I think, ni sasa, I love to skia ako. Me think he sasa ni kwa skia mwe, najua this spiritual question stuff. But I think, if we are more mindful, you know, like wherever everyone was, but we were mindful of where we were, it would have been way better. Back in the, what do you think?
Mindfulness comes before authenticity, because once you're mindful, you're authentic. There is no way you can be mindful and you are mindful of being mindful and you're inauthentic.
But I guess when you're in control of your own mind, you're actually authentic, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're observing your thoughts and you're not judging them at any point.
It's more critical.
I agree.
It's more critical.
Once you're mindful,
you're authentic.
And that's why I'm the example you gave of this toxic. Already at Atusiende, like when we start the conversation with toxic, you see already this guy is authentic to himself, but he's not mindful. He's not even mindful of the fact that he is toxic.
Do you think that if being mindful is being authentic, then don't you think that there's a common thing that you share when you become authentic?
I don't think being mindful is being authentic. I just think that if once you're mindful,
but
you become authentic.
You can't be mindful mutually, if you're not authentic.
Yeah.
You know?
No. You can't be.
You can't be mindful And but I think
no, you can't. I think you can't be mindful without being authentic.
You can be mindful and you know, yeah, you know,
you're not being real, you're just being polite. Later,
when you're going back to bed, you know, when you're back, you know, in bed by yourself, kuna. Okay.
Those are thoughts running actually. So you're being mindful. But
bad only go at that moment. You're not authentic.
Yeah, sure. Most people are always testing themselves with that. See, kila mtu anakaanga hivyo at the end of the day, and you're like, was I authentic enough? Like, was I real enough in that situation?
Yeah, that times you could be mindful. You're like, mm-hmm. I was mindful, mm-hmm. but I feel that mindfulness was not authentic.
To myself. I was mindful, maybe even to others.
Yeah.
You know?
But I was not
mindful,
authentic.
Even mindful to myself.
Do you think there's a different kind of mindfulness?
You're mindful to others.
See, kila mtu akona, I don't think it's rigid. As you said, I don't think it's rigid. It differs from everyone and everyone. Sindio.
And even for yourself, the way you define authenticity today, you could be authentic because Mimi, I cannot have sex before marriage. And that's your authenticity. It's not cast on stone. You could go and change and say, Mimi, I will not sleep with more than 10 people before marriage. And you're true to yourself at that point. And then you get to a point where you say, Mimi, I am not getting married. That's still you being... So I think authenticity is also fluid.
Yeah, it's fluid in so many ways.
Yeah.
So another question here. Do you feel like authenticity in workplace is important, or do you feel like it should actually be like a rigid system of work system? Or do you feel like productivity will actually change if we actually focused on authenticity on career instead of just...
Else.
Yeah.
I think. Authenticity goes a long way to a professional life. I go by what Alan Lloyd say, that if you really want to make life lean, like how a piano keyboard artist would play the keyboard, you know, or a singer would go to the stage and just sing. To them, they are playing life, you know. So to keep us, you kwanza career, you first need to be authentic to yourself. You're not there, so by you going to apply, you should be authentic.
Na ina kam na pia wazae, like those parents who come and force their kids into doing courses that they're not into because they feel that they would fit into. That's where we crush authenticity from the beginning. That's how people are steamed down into not being themselves. Where we are strict on gender roles, like, you know, like this one you should wear this. And, you know, clearly a child wants that. Like, this guy comes and tells me, you know, my son says he doesn't want this thing, but the mom keeps forcing the other thing because they think it's perfect for the kid. You know, that's where we actually break authenticity of the kid, you know.
So sasa hapo ndio mimi na swali yangu next day. Na hii nataka niulize kila mtu. Ume mention gender roles. And now I need to ask authenticity based on, and this is going to be aggressive, on gender.
Sure.
Authenticity based on gender. Unajua ufala ni sahihi, gender and sexuality has become so fluid.
Yes, you know? Sure, so true.
So how are we going still to be authentic? You know? Because nimekuwa hapo kando na stand, nikauliza stand, nikamuliza msee, na hii example napenda kutumia sana. We are in a boardroom, we are the seven of us, na kwa tunajua wenye wanapendaga ma even number ma odd numbers
for voting purposes
for voting purposes na kuna chairman obvious kwa vote ndio so kwa the 7 of us ama 9 of us wacha tutumie 9 4 of them are ladies and 5 of them are guys ndio tumechapa exercise tuko na a heated debate sio and then imefika saa 4 secretary ameingia na trolley ya tea tea time you know boss amesema zii weka hiyo kitu huko kando tuendelee na hii meeting wewe unasema unaget and the meeting inaendelea when the meeting is going on imefika kai 11:30 hivi ni siku mbaya by the reports ni mbaya siku hiyo bosa anasema niaje I want us to conduct an exercise let's move this desk to the tupeleke huko it's expected you see it's expected that the guys will, you know
yeah sure
kando it's expected at the same time tukimaliza hii meeting and everything bosa bambiki aseme now we can have our tea. Is it expected for the ladies to serve us tea?
Always. Sure. But nowadays
it used to be.
It used to be
yangu ya authenticity with gender.
No, it used to be until now, even in like courses like chef and all that, guys are enrolling more. Yeah, you get? Yeah, and even in engineering courses, there are women who are venturing into it. So I believe that each day that people become authentic to themselves, other people are admired and inspired by that.
They're not the tea girl or team boy.
They are
members of the board. So it's tea time. The male
members the same of the level, board. Career-wise.
But I think squeezy watu wako like, yo, everyone is for himself. Like, utapata kila mtu kwa self-service hapo.
Nimeshuka mat. Sindio? Na napata dem leo kumbe amekuwa akifanya shopping. Mazina ako na luggage hapo. Najua. Na mimi niko na bag tu yangu ya rastos. Naweza msaidia kubeba.
Sure.
Naweza kusaidia. Niambia anapanda boda, acha tutakuwa tu sawa anasema, "Oh, very nice." Sio. Akisema pia, "Hey, ni sawa tushie hivyo si unamsaidia mnasema."
Yeah, sure.
Nikiwa kwa context ka niko kijani na bishte yangu de na tuko eranza saba. Si lazima ni ikuwe kitu exclusive. Labda hata ni une ba amekuja kunigotea, si ndio? Na maybe nime alinipata saba, tukakula pamoja ama nipata kufika. Itakuwa mbaya kwenye shemeo.
Zi kama yeye anaenjoyingi kufanya dishes haiwezi kuwa noma. Na pia wewe unaweza kuwa like wewe unaenjoyingi kufanya dishes na yeye anaweza pika. Una get. Na yeye akwe like mzee mimi acha nikusaidie kufanya dishes alafu wewe utanisaidia kupika. Una get.
Bora at that moment while you're doing that kama ni yote songa shambeza.
Hapo
sawa. Bora ni kusongesha meza. Na kama ni kusongesha meza, na uko poa nayo. Una get?
Usifeel si lazima ufanye.
Sure.
Kama una get, I think hapo ndio sasa tunarudi kwa authenticity. Hebu tu
gender na authenticity. When you asked the question, you answered yourself because you listen up. But it's mefika na gender na sexuality. It's so fluid. So yeah, gender is fluid. Sexuality is fluid. And we've also established that authenticity is fluid.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Make it too easy.
One thing I want to say why gender is fluid and why I see where looks is coming from. When you look at it closely and even how he's bringing it, you come and realize one thing, because growing up you think that gender is the sexual organ, and then now we are growing and we're seeing that gender is very fluid. one thing we come to realize is that gender is performed. Mtu atambiwa wacha umama because there is a way umama is done. You get? So I'll use the boardroom scenario that Lux was using. The reason why if the meeting gets to where it gets and we need to move this huge table that needs testosterone and
muscle,
automatically the women stand on that corner and then the masculine presenting people, because we are seeing now gender is fluid, sexuality is fluid, so this meeting might have some women who are masculine off center, you know, they are masculine presenting and they want to affirm their masculinity as well, so they will perform in accordance with the gender that they identify more with, and so authenticity.
Kuna dem anaweza kama tusaidie maboy kubeba hiyo
mambo. Eh.
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
And that goes to show us that gender is performed, because this person will do that. Ni kama kusukuma gari imekwama.
Watu
wanaume nini, there'll be that woman who will do this. Maybe that time they just identify me with that side. I don't know. I naogopanga sana kuongea about gender and sexuality because of political correctness. So I avoid, because I don't know where, sometimes I don't know where to use male, masculine, nini, and I might go wrong. So, but that's what I think. So in terms of authenticity, where authenticity comes into this gender thing. You know yourself. If, for example, you are a cisgender heterosexual man, meaning you were born, when you were born, the doctor said it is a boy, looked at your organs and said it is a man. So you are not a trans man, you're not transitioned, you're cis. Gender. You identify with the gender that you were given when you were born. That means you're cis, cis man. If you're cis gender man,
what?
In political correctness. What? So I am a cisgender woman, you're a cisgender man, you're a cisgender woman, but anyway. Oh, yeah. So let's say you're a cisgender heterosexual man, meaning you're straight. And you're a man, and we identify as a man. And along the lines, you start realizing you have a fetish for other men. But every time people talk about this, you're the loudest. Meaning, you're the loudest to be like, this is wrong. So meaning you have internalized homophobia. Then when you go to bed, now authenticity now comes to play.
Like, so in conclusion, let me ask you guys, like, I'm gonna feel like the more tunaendelea ku stay, like, kuna wasi wana fight for authenticity, like, through art, music, expressing themselves, like, mna feel like pia nyinyi mnaweza kupata chance, unaweza taka kufanya kitu fulani, like, ifanye wasi wa feel like, manzi umseni mreal, umseni mtrue, anani inspire, like, minajua most of you would have stuff to do, manzi, kitu tu out of this world, lenye tu ni authentic, manzi.
Mimi niko sorry juu nimekumbuka uliuliza question. Hiyo question nilipotea kabla. Mimi misikijibu uliuliza about authenticity na kadia. Mimi nilikuwa nataka kusema point yangu ni juu nilisikia wasi waliongea be true, tafuta. Sasa nafika authenticity na kadia. Naona si mambo na kucheza hivyo, especially with the capitalistic economy we live in. I feel like where we live in, maybe sometimes you might have to now be very aware and realize I need to remove my authenticity. I might not really like what I'm about to get into, but really to earn a living.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask, in that point of yours, I feel you, I dig you, but what if we are the ones to actually change this kind of thinking and mentality? What if we are actually the ones to actually realize that people are different? We are not meant to.
I agree. Now, that's why you were talking about the system earlier, where you have to, sometimes you have to be in the system to beat the system. Now, where your own authenticity will come to be tested is where you need to always remember that you got into this system to beat it, because the system is bigger than you and it's tricky. And you might remember we said authenticity is fluid. What you think is authentic might be changed when you get into this system. So you are getting into the system, first you have to get into it. You've sat here, you're saying sisi ni wale watu tunataka ku change world, as you say. Then you're like, okay, how do I change this world? You realize I'm gonna change this world by holding a convening of women, let's say, every Saturday at my place. I'm gonna hold them at my place. I'm gonna need refreshments, maybe, so I need money. And now I'm not employed even. And then you say, okay, so I actually need to get employment to achieve my goals. Now I'm gonna get employed for 2 years. Your 2 years, I'm gonna save like this, because now you're being authentic. This is you being authentic, realizing I'm not gonna beat this system. I'm an artist, I'm awesome, but what? The past 6 months I've been trying to be an artist is not consistent. Kuna hizo mashida now. You decide to get into it. You get into it to beat it. You just have to be careful that your authenticity remains, if it is meant to remain there where it was, because you've said it's fluid.
What if you get lost into someone's else beliefs and perception?
Then it was meant to go that way, because the authenticity is fluid. Something else will become authentic to you.
Would you fight for what you believe in? That's my simple question. Would you fight for what you believe in?
I would fight for what I believe in, but what I believe in could change any time. What I believe in could change.
Because I think, me, actually, this is a very perfect example. Mimi nimaliza campus, graduate, na now, I was still quite innocent. Then, as much as Nipan runs all this esoteric knowledge, quest of esoteric knowledge, bado kulikuwa ni ndio need ya penya yuma nasema. Ndio maana I really nice. Compromise. Because that's basically...
Yeah, it's compromise for real, for real.
And kuna venya na feel.
There are things you can never compromise.
But let's continue. Nimemaliza campus, nimepata my papers, you know. Naanza kutafuta job na kwanza inakuwa ngumu. But then I find it, you know. Na I'm excited, you know, because I'm authentic. This is really what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that time, this is really what I want. And then I get there and I do that again with a promise that I'll get to. Because when you get there, then it changes. Then you want something else. So, it changes. I think you know, the one thing changes, the only thing that remains constant. Right? Yeah. So it changes, and you want to get somewhere else, you know. And you work towards that, and you're authentic about it, you know. Lakini sa kumbe huko ndio ufanye kuwe. Universe, yaani purpose yako kwa kesi huko. Inafika hiyo time ya hiyo movie imekiwa. And instead ya wewe kupewa ya drop top ama chukai. Na realize what? All this time I've been trying to be authentic. Was I not? By the way, unajua inakufanya hadi ukuji question. Because what the fuck is
getting so every day is a test of your authenticity.
It's very fluid.
So it never ends.
Bora at the end of the day ukienda kudozi unajieka hivyo.
Unajiuliza kwa ulikuwa true to yourself. Oh damn, that's very nice, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Hey, me by then imejibamba. I had really good lessons, I got enlightened. Some things I really didn't see them as I saw them, and I'm glad I see them in that view. And for real, this was so enlightening and eye-opening. And this topic was quite interesting and quite random, and I'm so happy that you guys really pushed it so hard and so gently at the same time. So I don't know how you pulled it out. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Scars of a Warrior, and catch me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Thank you.
Bye.